Okay, I would like your indulgence in something.
Voiceover off.
Because
voiceover on.
I'd like to sort of see if we could make something happen, or if you guys could help me make something happen in regards to the Spectrum stuff in Reaper. There's my disclaimer. The disclaimer's over. If you care, you can listen to the rest of the message. If not, you can, you know, move. Okay, disclaimer over. Now, I was looking at some things dealing with the spectrogram thing in Reaper. And as John of the Reaper blog points out, it is no replacement for RX and things like that. So you cannot draw the waveform. You can't redraw the waveform. So you can't, for example, take a cough and draw it out of existence. It's not quite that good. But what it essentially does, visually, that's the amazing part, is it, of course, puts the spectrogram of the waveform on the screen, and it lets you color different frequencies. So you can train it to make certain kinds of bad noises, certain frequencies you don't like, etc., certain unpleasant-looking colors, and then anybody can go through and put a selection around the colors, and then you can do some specific things to a frequency band once you have selected it. You can reduce its volume. You can do what's called a time fade, which, from all the examples I've heard of it being used, is essentially a glorified fade out of that particular frequency band. You can put compression or gating on that frequency as well. Now, these functions can be done already by us in Reaper with a bunch of ghetto-tastic things. I have a project that has 15 tracks on it, and I use it for multiband expanding. I took the JS band splitters, and since you can customize the crossovers, I took one and I split it up to a certain point, and then I took the high end that was left from the first splitter, and I, you know, have another band splitter that starts where the first leaves off and splits that into pieces and pieces, and I have, like, you know, I think I got fatigued and annoyed with setting up 8 bands. But anyway, each band has its own expander on it, and it's all routed to some down to 2 channels when it's all said and done. And so that allows for some pretty nice, well, all kinds of things, really. And that could be done a lot easier with Spectrum stuff, without even needing effects. But would it be cool if one of two things could happen that would make this accessible? Because all this processing already exists, wouldn't it be cool if we could either A, have a respec plugin, R-E-A-S-P-E-C, and we could get somebody to do a really bad, oh my god, what's her name? Oh, man! Aretha Franklin, thank you. Cover, right? Parody thing. And you would have a frequency, a cue, a solo. You'd have dynamics, threshold ratio, gate threshold ratio. And gain and time fade in no particular order as your automatable parameters. Because that would cover all the bases. You know. Or could we have envelopes attached to, like, the spectrogram? So you would have a frequency envelope, you'd have a cue envelope, you'd have a, you know, solo, which of course would just have 2 states, but it'd still be there anyway, just like mute envelopes are there, and so on and so on. Thoughts? Who do we talk to? Who does this stuff? Who listens to us mortals when we have ideas?
Voice message button.